You're listening to SBS News.
Pacific Island leaders have butted heads over a consensus for action on climate change. Tuvalu Prime Minister Inale Sopoanga openly criticised Australia's stance.
We had very, very open discussion with the Prime Minister of Australia there, but we stressed very strongly during our exchange, in fact, between me and Scott, and said, you are concerned about your saving your economies or your situation in Australia. I'm concerned about saving my people in Tuvalu.
Tuvalu's leader admitted that there were some heated conversations over the fates of people in the Pacific, which left some heads of state in tears.
And I stated my positions and other leaders, we need to save these people. The Prime Minister of Tonga actually cried in the retreat. Did you know that? The leader of Tonga actually shed tears in front of the leaders for the passion.
While countries did reach consensus on a communique and agreement on climate change, leaders couldn't agree on the Tuvalu Declaration made by smaller island states. The declaration called for Australia to acknowledge a climate change crisis and demanded stronger action to reduce carbon emissions and phase out coal. Australia didn't agree with the terms, pushing back against and succeeding in removing any mention of coal in the documents. But Mr. Morrison denies he's on the outer.
The Pacific Island Forum has its leaders meeting, and it agrees the things that it agrees. Yep. And then the small island states have their own forum that sit within that. And it's not incumbent on the leaders forum to have to run a ruler over that. So I want them to be able to express freely and for that to be unconstrained by any views that Australia may have or New Zealand or anyone else.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said it was inevitable that there would be different opinions in the room.
Every leader in that room came with their perspectives, with their own domestic agendas. As I said from the very beginning, my hope, my expectation from this meeting was that we could speak with as much clarity as the Pacific as we could.
While the Prime Minister came under diplomatic pressure abroad, he's also come under fire back home. Labor's acting opposition leader, Richard Miles, accusing him of undermining Australia's standing in the Pacific region.
The government talks a lot about engaging in a Pacific step-up. What is absolutely critical in terms of our engagement with the Pacific is having a credible policy in relation to climate change. Indeed, that is the entry ticket to participating in engagement with the Pacific.
Mr. Morrison is downplaying the influence Australia can have on global emissions.
Australia accounts for 1.3% of the world's emissions. Australia on its own won't cool the climate. And if we're serious about it, we've got to actually understand that emissions don't have a nationality. And where the bulk of emissions come from, that's what's threatening the world's climate.
While smaller Pacific nations commanded most of the attention at the forum, the US and China watched on from the sidelines. Their presence reaffirms a growing focus the world has on Australia and the Pacific. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.